This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The word che is ubiquitous on the streets of Argentina. It's a term of endearment used in casual conversation, something like the word buddy in American slang. So when North Carolina native Joe Troop decided to form a band in Argentina with a group of his students, it seemed like the perfect term to help characterize their origin and relationship. Che Apalache is a group of four musicians from three countries who fuse Appalachian folk with Latin American music. They're in North Carolina for a few weeks, going to be playing shows at venues in Asheville and Wilmington and everywhere in between, and attending a number of festivals and conventions as well. Che Apalache is Joe Troop on fiddle and lead vocals, Pau Barjao on banjo, Martin Bobrik on mandolin, and Franco Martino on the guitar. Welcome to all of you. Great to have you here.
Great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about, Joe, you were raised in North Carolina, right? Tell us a little bit about when you, I guess you first came in contact with bluegrass music for you, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm from the Piedmont, I'm from Winston-Salem. And as a young teenager, I got bit by the bluegrass bug, and I've been doing it ever since.
Moved to Argentina a number of years ago, and I guess you were teaching banjo in Argentina, right?
That's exactly right. I got down there and I threw up some ads on internet. Banjo classes, which was a complete anomaly at that point, but then I got some bites.
So. Banjo a big instrument in Argentina?
Only because the Chinese music stores send, well, not the Chinese music stores, but the distributors send a banjo in the huge like package of instruments they send out to, you know, music stores, and people just see it and curiously. Well, they're like, well, I'll get that. They call me.
So music stores in Argentina, they get these, they've got distributors, and for some reason, there's always a banjo.
That's
in
exactly
there, and
right.
They don't know what to do, so they put it in the window.
Yep.
And then you figure, well, what the heck is that?
If you buy it.
You're walking around in Buenos Aires,
yep.
So you buy it.
And then there's some guy that teaches it.
And so they teach it. So what happened when you put out the ad? Now, who answered that? Was it local folk, or was it?
Actually, these three guys. For instance. Yeah.
And so then tell us about when you decided to form this group, Che Apalache.
Well, I was teaching Paul since 2012, and Franco, he came into for banjo lessons, but he was already, you know, playing guitar really well. And then very quickly I noticed that they weren't just messing around, that they were going to be professional musicians. And I met Martin later on. He came to my house and played banjo. He learned on the internet remarkably well. And it was like, well, you know, we gotta switch instruments. All of us play banjo. All of us are multi-instrumentalists. But it was like, well, let's pick one and make an actual bluegrass band and make it happen. And that's so since 2012, it's been evolving, and it's had these four members since about a year and a half ago.
Well, let's hear how it sounds. You play a song.
We're gonna do a little chamamé for you. Thank you.
That is Che Apalache, an Argentine-based bluegrass quartet touring North Carolina. Going to be at the Triad stage in Greensboro tonight. And then they're going to be in Wilmington and Nashville and pretty much everywhere in between. Great song, Joe. What's the name of that song?
Yeah, that song is called Pa Mi Panavano, which is a song I wrote in a chamamé style, which is like from the Argentine Mesopotamian region.
The Mesopotamian region of Argentina using folk instruments. But the arrangement, it does have a very Latin American feel to my ear.
This would be traditional Latin American music, but completely unorthodox instrumentation.
And there's a backstory behind this particular song, right?
There is indeed. The grants officer at the North Carolina Humanities Council is named Banu Bachalares, and she was instrumental in helping us get a subsidy to get up here through Casa Azul, which is an amazing Latin American arts organization out of Greensboro. So basically, I got off the phone with this amazing Venezuelan woman, and I realized that this tour was probably going to happen. You know, it was one of those inspiring moments. Like, it's hard to get a four-piece band up from Argentina. So got off the phone with Banu, picked up the fiddle, and I wrote my first chamamé on the fiddle.
So, sounds great.
Yeah, man.
Well, can you do another song for us now?
Absolutely. We're going to do one called Maria with a little Caribbean flavor.
That is Che Apalache, an Argentine-based bluegrass quartet. They're touring all across North Carolina. Going to be at the Triad Stage in Greensboro tonight. They're going to be at Wilmington and Asheville, everywhere in between. So you can check out our website, stateofthings.org, if you want to find out how to hear these guys. Let me ask you, Powell, I want to ask you a question. I know you're tuning, but yeah, let me interrupt that for just half a second.
Yeah.
Because I got a question for you. Number one, that was Joe Troop of Piedmont, North Carolina, singing that song. So my first question is, how's his Spanish?
His Spanish is really great, actually.
Okay.
He has a talent for accent and languages in general.
That sounds pretty good. You are playing the banjo. Tell me how I understand you're originally from Mexico.
I'm originally from Mexico, yeah. Born there.
How'd you get interested in the banjo?
Well, actually, it was here there in Argentina that I got into banjo. First, I was playing bass when I finished high school with a friend. And I got into fusion and jazz and that kind of stuff. And I met Victor Wooten. Not in person, but his music, you know. And then I heard the Flecktones, and it blew my mind. And I bought a banjo.
Wow, so that was it. So it wasn't, strictly speaking, then bluegrass music. Because if you're listening
to
the Fleck,
I haven't even heard real bluegrass until I met Joe.
Yeah.
Because a friend of mine who played the mandolin and was taking lessons with Joe, he told me, you should get lessons with my mandolin teacher. And I went there and he told me, hey, you like Bela Fleck, you should learn bluegrass because that's the roots of the technique and everything. And he showed me and I loved it.
Sounds great. I want to leave you time to play us out, so maybe we'll have time for a couple of songs. Maybe you could play a song for
us now. Yeah, in fact, we're going to do a bluegrass song because up until now, you know, we've been saying we're a bluegrass quartet. And the bluegrass fans out there are probably thinking, "Well, what's going on?"
Here it is.
Yeah, we're just going to show you. We're going to be attending some amazing fiddlers conventions, including the oldest in the United States, which is the Old Galax Fiddlers Convention.
Yeah.
And I wrote an homage to that festival, and we're going to do it right now. It's called Corn Fed Bluegrass Man. Well, I make me a trip each and every single year. The quite a many tell me I'm insane. I pitch a tent before it's dark along the fence. It'll feel smirky deep and mutter in the sun or in the rain. From far and wide, friends gather round, picking grit underneath the Galax moon. It's a run amok scene, Lord, it ain't pristine, but it always seems in too soon. Cause, hey, lordy, lordy, I'm a corn-fed bluegrass man. I'm a hobo skunk in a pickup truck with a corn dog in my hand. Lord, yes, I am. Get the band. Well, old Marietta doesn't mind if I'm cooking, chopping, stirring, yes, the whole day through. All his pickers wind up crusty, but she helps to fill our tummies with a heaping bowl of homemade stew. Yes, we descend upon her kitchen like a flock of hungry chickens, gobble, gobble for that world-class soup. It helps release the midnight juices in a season. Bluegrass mousses purses up before we fly the coop. Cause, hey, lordy, lordy, I'm a corn-fed bluegrass man. Said I'm a hobo skunk in a pickup truck with a corn dog in my hand. Lord, yes, I am. Get on that marquee. Well, this old stage is fine at any yellow tins of big and sandy, but I'd rather be out in the lanes. Skip and chipper where it's muddy, get my good old bluegrass buddies for the ribbons, make it less about the plane. Community is so essential on a flock of feral fiddles, badger banders, monkey mandolins. Out amongst the before bases, grizzly gets our thumper sticks. You gotta work to unify your friends till the end. Cause, hey, lordy, lordy, I'm a corn-fed bluegrass man. Said I'm a hobo skunk in a pickup truck with a corn dog in my hand. I said, hey, lordy, lordy, I'm a corn-fed bluegrass man.
Che Apalache going to be at the Triad Stage in Greensboro tonight and onward across the state from Wilmington to Asheville. In fact, give us an idea where you're playing.
Oh, man, we're playing at Vimla's Curry Blossom Cafe. We're playing at the Rooster's Wife, Ted's Fun on the River, the Bullpen, just
Going to be all over the place. So what you need to do is go to our website, stateofthings.org. We've got the dates and the times and where to find all those places and where you can hear Che Apalache. Che Apalache, Joe Troop on the fiddle, Pau Barjao on the banjo, Martin Bobrik on mandolin, and Franco Martino on the guitar. As I say, you can find out where they're playing at our website, stateofthings.org. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Che Apalache.
Ay, qué bonito es bailar el son del tilingolingo, que lo saben zapatear tanto el chino como el gringo.
Ay, qué bonito es bailar el son del tilingolingo, que lo saben zapatear tanto el chino como el gringo.
Ay, repica, pica, pica, repica y repiqueteando. Qué bonitos todos los que están bailando. Ay, tilín, 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 ay, tolón, tolón, tolón. Qué bonitos los hijos de Don Simón. Se baila con el estilo de la bamba y el danzón.
Es un ritmo lindo, es un ritmo sabrosón. Se baila con el estilo de la bamba y el danzón.
Ahí repica, pica, pica, repica y repiqueteando. Qué bonitas todas las que están bailando.
Ay, tilín, 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 ay, tolón, tolón, tolón. Qué bonitas las hijas de Don Simón.
Muchacho, pa' poderlo zapatear.
Es un estilingo lindo, es un ritmo singular. Hay que ponerse muchachos pa' poderlo zapatear.
Ay, repica, pica, pica, repica, repiqueteando. Qué bonito ese güey que está bailando.
Ay, tilín, 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 ay, tolón, tolón, tolón. Qué bonito es el mismo Don Simón.